The Old Testament reading of Scripture this week comes from Psalm 77. It's a little bit of a long psalm, if I can say that, but it is sometimes better to do the whole psalm so that you get it in context, because sometimes when you take a scripture out of context, you end up with a pretext, and we don't want to do that. So I am going to share Psalm 77. I cry out to God without holding back. Oh, that God would listen to me. When I was in deep trouble, I searched for the Lord. All night long I pray, with hands lifted towards heaven pleading. There can be no joy for me until He acts. I think of God and I moan, overwhelmed with longing for His help. You don't let me sleep. I'm too distressed even to pray. I think of the good old days, long since ended, when my nights were filled with joyful songs. I search my soul and I think about the difference now. Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will He never again show me favor? In His unfailing love has gone away? Have His promises permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be kind? He has slammed the door on His compassion? And I said, this is my fate, that the blessings of the Most High have changed to hatred. I recall all You have done, O Lord, and I remember Your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts, and I cannot stop thinking about them. O God, Your ways are holy. Is there any God as mighty as You? You are the God of miracles and wonders. You are the God that demonstrates Your awesome power among the nations. You have redeemed Your people by Your strength, the descendants of Jacob and of Joseph by Your might. When the Red Sea saw, O Lord, its waters looked and trembled. The sea quaked in its very depths, and the clouds poured down their rain, and the thunder rolled and crackled in the sky. Your arrows of lightning flashed. Your thunder roared from the whirlwind. The lightning lit up the world. The earth shook and trembled. Your road led through the sea, Your pathway through the mighty waters, a pathway no one knew was there. You led Your people along the road like a flock of sheep, with Moses and Aaron as their shepherds. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious word.